Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. We're having one of those great conversations with Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who today sent a letter to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the head of the Department of Health and Human Services, who also runs and controls the CDC, which operates the Epidemiologic Assistance Program, also called EpiAid. EpiAid enables rapid and short-term response by federal public health experts to investigate public health problems, such as the public health problem that the Milwaukee Public School District is currently dealing with. That is lead remediation and the fact that some of those remediation tactics weren't properly deployed in some MPS buildings that are older than 1978. Resulting in some of our students in the Milwaukee public school system testing positive for dangerous levels of lead. By the way, any level of lead is a dangerous level of lead. And so what MPS did in the city of Milwaukee was reached out to the CDC, specifically the Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention and Surveillance Branch, to request technical assistance to analyze the data that has been collected so far to help assess risk levels, how to deploy resources to ensure that we are addressing the greatest risks first and reaching the families that we need to reach to ensure that all of our children and students in the MPS system are safe. That request was denied because that entire program has been shut down and defunded by Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord, his co-conspirator Donald Trump, and the know-nothing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. What did you ask for in your letter, Representative Moore, and what do you think should be happening next?
Listen, Maggie, thanks for that great description of this CDC program. And, you know, this is a program that for 70 years we don't know of an instance where they've turned down a municipality because people only apply for this fund when they're having some sort of public health emergency. Our case is lead poisoning. Like you said, no level is good. Measles might be another thing. And so, you know, the public health officials in Milwaukee were scratching their heads, figuring out why they were denied. And they were just told point blank because everybody had been fired who would administer the grant. And so what we are asking for, you know, and even RFK Jr. admitted at some point that they might make mistakes and they might have to bring people back. So we're saying, look, bring these people back post haste. Because we do need this. We got 125 buildings, school buildings in Milwaukee that need lead abatement. We have 2,500 cases of lead poisoning, mostly from paint as opposed to lead pipes in our community every year. It's very serious. And of course, as you noted, lead paint can cause cognitive disabilities, behavioral problems. There's no secret to the damage it can do. And we also know how terrible learning loss is, Maggie. And so you got 125 buildings and you got this short period of time, maybe over the summer when they could remediate these properties. And right now we don't have anybody in place to, you know, assuming the money is there, you know, to push it out. And this would hardly be regarded as waste, fraud, and abuse since kids cannot go to school.
Yeah, it's
buildings that are not remediated.
Yeah, it is shocking. We've had to send kids to other school buildings. This is a complete failure of government. This line, Congresswoman, from your joint letter with Senator Tammy Baldwin stood out to me, and I think it bears repeating here. I'm going to read it verbatim. You wrote today to Secretary Kennedy, "Children who are poisoned with lead or at risk for lead poisoning should not bear the burden of a haphazard restructuring plan." Madam Congresswoman, thank you, because what I try to remind everyone about is that the costs of this chainsaw to our government, these slash and burn policies, will be borne first by those least able to bear the risks and the harms. Groups like our children. Congresswoman, say more about this. Say more about who's going to feel the acuteness of these drastic cuts first. And first, well, not last, but just first.
Well, you know, Maggie, just let me just say this. You know, it's just a side-by-side picture of this chainsaw. And then you see all of the people who are hungry, who are sick, who are disabled, people who are struggling to stay at home as opposed to having to be in a nursing home. All of the people who may suffer from lead poisoning, and we might wipe out our entire next workforce by not addressing stuff like measles. We don't have any throwaway kids. The president is talking about paying bonuses and incentivizing women to have babies because we don't have the replacement rate for our workforce. Well, we're throwing our kids away to just let them drink poison lead and eat poison paint because we're just too incompetent to actually make the appropriate interventions. I mean, they're not saving one damn dime. They're just costing lives.
Not saving one damn dime, just costing lives. That's Congresswoman Gwen Moore. My most sincere thanks to you. Happy birthday. I cannot wait to speak again. There's so much going on. Folks, you're going to want to keep it locked. Next, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley. We're going to talk about why the heck Robin Voss hates women and families. When we come back right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.